So in every one of my workshops or classes, people always ask me, Karen, what do I need to know about packaging? Am I on point here? I'm creating this packaging. I don't know if it's any good. I don't know if the buyers like this thing. How do I know if I'm on track? And so, you know, I could spend hours on this, and I actually have a five-part training series within Retail MBA with a packaging expert to walk through that process. But I'm going to give you some tidbits today on things that you could do today to figure out if your packaging is on point. So what I tell people to do is before you even create packaging, and it's okay if you've done it because maybe you're on point or maybe you can adjust your existing packaging. But ultimately, what I tell people to do is go to your store that you want to sell to. So I don't know if it's Bed Bath & Beyond or something like that. Go to the store and then take a look at the section of the store that your product would fit in. And then the next thing I have you do is take a look at your competitor's packaging. And the reason I'm having you take a look at that is because the buyer chose those products. And ultimately what that means is since they chose the products, that means that they were okay with the packaging. You see, buyers have a very big issue with packaging because ultimately when you walk into a store, you're looking at the products in its packaging, not the product itself. So packaging is very, very important. So if a buyer says yes to a product, it means that they're okay with packaging. So that ultimately will tell you probably 80% of what your packaging needs to look like if you're just looking at the stores, because it'll tell you the size, the shape, the colors, all the different things that you need to think about. And then ultimately what you can do is emulate what they're doing, but then put in your own unique twist. Maybe make it more visually appealing, different, cooler, something better. But ultimately, as long as it's in alignment, then you're ultimately on the right track. So some of the times that I talk to people is, like, they'll create packaging because they think it looks cool. But then they don't go to the store to check it out. And what they'll realize is that they put their packaging on a hanging card, but then in the stores, they're all in a box with a certain size and shape. Well, guess what? A buyer wanted that. You created that. Now you have to start over because the packaging is not in alignment. So ultimately, those are some things to help you get started with packaging. It's really imperative that you go to the stores and you check out what's going on the store shelves.